A Jewish Journal article. Officials. Jewish groups condemn Jerusalem terror attack. Various officials and Jewish groups condemned the terrorist attack in Jerusalem on January 27 that resulted in 7 dead and 3 others wounded. The terrorist, identified as Shuafat resident Aklam Khairi, 21, fired a gun at congregants leaving the Atarat Avraham Synagogue, located in the East Jerusalem neighborhood of Neve Yaakov. The terrorist was subsequently shot and killed by police. He is believed to have acted alone. Following the attack, various videos posted to social media showed Palestinians celebrating in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office announced in a January 28 Facebook post that, in response to the abhorrent attacks and the celebrations in their wake, Prime Minister Netanyahu has decided on steps to strengthen settlement that will be submitted this week. A second terror attack in Jerusalem took place on January 28, when a 13-year-old boy shot a man, 47, and his son, 22, in East Jerusalem, both of whom are in stable condition. The gunman was shot and wounded by 2 armed civilians, one of whom was an off-duty officer. The White House announced that President Joe Biden spoke with Netanyahu over the phone about the January 27 terror attack, which he called horrific. The president made clear that this was an attack against the civilized world, the White House said. Israeli ambassador to the United Nations Gilad Erdan tweeted, during the UN's International Holocaust Remembrance Day event, terrible news came in about the Palestinian terror attack in Jerusalem. My heart breaks for the victims' families. The world must support Jews when we defend ourselves against terror. This is the true meaning of never again. Representative Brad Sherman, D. Encino, tweeted regarding the January 27 terror attack, this heinous attack is a somber reminder of the threats hashtag Israel faces and the importance of unwavering U.S. support for Israel's right to defend against terrorism, including through continued military aid. The U.S. will always stand with our ally, Israel. Jewish groups also condemned the terror attacks. ADL condemns the dual terrorist attacks that took place in Jerusalem during Shabbat and immediately after the commemoration of International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Anti-Defamation League, ADL, CEO Jonathan Greenblatt said in a statement. One of these horrific incidents was a vicious attack in which at least 7 people were brutally murdered at the Atarat Avraham Synagogue with additional victims suffering wounds. The second attack, allegedly by a 13-year-old assailant, took place only hours later, wounding a father and son, an off-duty IDF officer. These casualties of these appalling crimes included elderly people, married couples and innocent passers-by. As we continue to witness the intentional escalation of violence and terror in Israel, ADL remains committed to the security of the Jewish state, fighting hate and extremism in all forms, and working for a future of peace. The American Jewish Committee similarly tweeted, "Our hearts are with the families of the victims and we pray for the speedy recovery of the wounded. We stand with Israel against terrorism." Simon Wiesenthal Center Associate Dean and Director of Global Social Action Agenda Rabbi Abraham Cooper said in a statement, "It's time for nations and international entities that stood earlier today in silent solidarity with 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust, to withhold support for the Palestinian Authority, PA, which officially financially rewards terrorists and their families for murdering Jews. Donor nations to the Palestinians have an obligation to help put an end to the PA pay to slay Jews policy. We don't need solemn ceremonies for dead Jews from those who support entities who continue to murder live ones." J Street said in a statement, "The targeting of a synagogue on Shabbat is despicable and deeply painful for Israelis and Jewish people around the world, even more so as it comes on International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Acts of terror and violence against civilians are never acceptable, and only lead to more pain, suffering, and loss."